Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms early. We'll see temperatures in the upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have decreasing clouds, cooler temperatures around 63. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 43. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, a member of the Senate Committee on Ag, Nutrition, and Forestry, calling on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to make public a detailed explanation on any supporting economic analyses that clarifies how the Biden administration's proposed tax increases will affect farm estates. The letter to Secretary Vilsack questions USDA's analysis of President Biden's proposed changes in capital gains tax rates and modification stepped-up basis on American family farms and ranches. The letter was signed by seven other Republican senators who serve in the committee, specifically asked the secretary to explain how USDA arrived at the conclusion that 98% of farm estates will not be impacted by the proposed change. Along with Senator Marshall, the letter signed by Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas, Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa, City Hyde-Smith, Mississippi, Mike Braun of Indiana, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, John Hoeven, North Dakota, and Joni Ernst of Iowa. Well, left unchallenged, a recent federal district court ruling would result in a 2.5% loss in pork packing capacity nationwide and more than $80 million in reduced income for small U.S. hog farmers. That according to analysis done by Dr. Dermot Hayes, economist at Iowa State University. The National Pork Producers Council urging the U.S. Department of Agriculture to intervene before the ruling takes effect at the end of next month. The ruling would dramatically reduce hog farm market power, particularly those smaller producers located near impacted plants and undermine pork industry competition. A federal court decision struck down a provision of USDA's new swine inspection system, allowing for faster harvest facility line speeds. The NSIS initiated during the Clinton administration and evaluated after five pilot plants over 20 years was approved for industry-wide adoption in 2019. It modernized an inspection system that has remained unchanged for more than 50 years. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During yesterday's state legislative sign-and-die last session, both House and the Senate passed a resolution urging Governor Laura Kelly to end the current federal unemployment benefits from COVID-19 to Kansans currently out of work. And during the discussion, it got a little heated between the two sides.
But they're still being affected by the pandemic, and that's what this is meant to do. We're talking about two more months. We're talking about some extra money coming into the Kansas economy to be spent here to help build up that economy and to get us restarted as an economy.
It's time that we get everything back running like it was prior to COVID-19. And until we do that, all I hear is from my employers locally, we need people. We need people. We can't get anybody.
That audio from KWCH News. The lawmakers who opposed the resolution say the Kansans receiving the federal unemployment benefits currently are the older skilled workers who are not able to find the jobs in the same industries with similar pay of what they had before. At American Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Republicans have pushed a resolution through the Kansas House expressing solidarity with Israel on behalf of the state and condemning Hamas militants as terrorists after an 11-day war this month in the Gaza Strip. The House on Wednesday voted 83-27 for the resolution and is set to be sent to the Israeli government representatives within the United States. The measure inspired a brief but intense debate as two of the legislature's most liberal members argued it ignored abuses by the Israeli government against Palestinians. Republican lawmakers also intensified pressure on Democrat Governor Laura Kelly to end extra unemployment benefits by passing a resolution through both chambers calling for that action. In other news, officials say first responders saved lives after sirens failed moments before a tornado struck in northwest Kansas town of Selden this week. A power outage caused the sirens to break down just before the tornado hit on Monday evening. Sheridan County Fire and Sheriff's responders drove through the town and used a public address system and sirens to tell people to take shelter. The only reported injury was a minor injury to a firefighter. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska restaurants can now offer carryout alcohol permanently under a new state law inspired by Governor Pete Ricketts' efforts to help struggling businesses during the pandemic. Ricketts announced yesterday he signed the measure into law. It went into effect immediately. The governor issued an executive order to allow carryout alcohol in March of last year to aid restaurants that were struggling financially because of the pandemic and mandatory social distancing restrictions. The order proved popular with the public, and some restaurants reported that it helped their sales. Nebraska lawmakers have expanded the state's food stamp and heating assistance programs and ordered the state to take over the management of Omaha Public Schools' troubled pension system, brushing aside the objections of Governor Pete Ricketts. The newly enacted laws will allow an additional 3,945 Nebraska families to qualify for federal assistance benefits. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week took no action on a request from Frankfort City Mayor Brian Smith to raise the speed limit on Tumbleweed Road from Highway 99 west of the city limits from 20 to 30 miles per hour to allow easier enforcement. The Marshall County Appraiser's position is up for renewal at the end of June on a four-year cycle. Marshall County Health Department is now offering COVID vaccinations to youth ages 12 through 15 with appointments available. A COVID-related death was reported May 12th in Marshall County, bringing the total to 24 since the pandemic began. A slight uptick in positive cases has been noted. Washington County is also offering vaccination for children ages 12 and up, and last week hosted a walk-in clinic. The annual Spring Health Fair will not be held this year. A newly revised 10-year neighborhood revitalization program was adopted by Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting, with no public comments at a hearing. Several townships have opted not to waive their portion of the taxes. It was reported the public transportation van may not arrive now until at least September. Commissioners voted to move forward with a community development block grant that could offer up to $150,000 in COVID-related grants for Washington County businesses that are qualified and apply for assistance. Nemaha Hall County Commissioners at last week's meeting unanimously voted to offer the Road and Bridge Solid Waste Supervisor position to Adam Kuckelman, effective from April 21st. Centralia Cemetery District Number 7 is paid to chip and seal a quarter-mile stretch on 92nd Road that leads to the Centralia Public Cemetery, and will continue to pay Nemaha Hall County to maintain this stretch of road as a blacktop. Commissioners reviewed a letter to the editor regarding construction of the proposed Senior Center Transit facility. They would like more time to get community feedback concerning the project before a decision is made whether to proceed or not. Nemaha County Planning Commission asked the county to pass a resolution establishing a number of votes necessary for action to be taken, and a proposed resolution to that effect was passed, stating that no action be taken by the Nemaha County Planning Commission except by a majority vote of all members appointed to and serving on the Planning Commission. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last week and also held committee hearings. Fire and Insurance Committee discussed county sales tax, and the Building and Grounds Committee discussed live streaming board meetings. One of two new motor graders has been delivered, with a second to arrive soon. Waterville will include 150-year celebration activities plus one in conjunction with the annual Nickel Day this Saturday. The 150th activities were suspended last year due to COVID. The Lions Club will serve a pancake feed at the community center from 8 to 10 a.m. Family and kids games begin at 10, plus a car show downtown. Concessions and a beer garden will be featured. They'll have entertainments, rides on the Central Branch Railroad. The library will feature a history exhibit, and a quilt show will be held. A DJ street dance is planned as well. On Friday, a burger bash at the community center begins at 5, and Sunday morning, the Weaver Hotel will be open with biscuits and gravy from 8 to 10 a.m. A graveside service for Ross J.D. Koss, who passed away November 23rd, is planned Saturday, May 29th, 10:30 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for J.D. Koss. A funeral service for James Jim Richardson of Marysville, who passed away May 10th, is planned Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. It will be streamed on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Jim Richardson. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away January 13th, and a graveside service is planned Sunday, May 30th, at 1 at the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Jerry Scritchfield. Ronald D. Teemeyer, age 80, of Palmer, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, June 1st, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Palmer City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ronald Teemeyer. Edgar D. Rettig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, June 5th at 10 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Rettig.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest. That's going to continue to bring us some lingering showers and thunderstorms early. Otherwise, cloudy skies behind it. But we are going to see a drop in temperature. Some cooler air moves in with highs only in the 60s as we head into Friday into the weekend. We have another system that's going to bring us some more chances of rain showers Sunday into the early parts of next week. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms early, some severe upper 70s, wind gusts at 30. 40. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 40s with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds. We'll see temperatures around 63. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 43 degrees. As we into Saturday, sunny skies, upper 60s, and Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late May, 80. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 57, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. We received 1.5 inches of rain overnight at the Key Indy Y studios.
It's been a cold summer treat for decades, and Americans pause to honor the great popsicle. The story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 27th, the 147th day of the year. British chef Jamie Oliver was born today, and on this day in 1969, construction began on Walt Disney World in Orlando. Some of the newest snacks at the most magical place on Earth include popsicles. Popsicles were created in 1905 by a then 11-year-old in California named Frank Epperson, who had been mixing water and flavored powder to make soda. He left it outside too long and it froze to a stick, and thus the popsicle was born. The first popsicles were sold at an amusement park in California in 1923 and patented in 1924. The original name, Epsicle, in honor of its creator, Frank Epperson. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 in excellent condition. A 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. Manuel Margot hit a run scoring single in the 10th inning, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1 yesterday. That series will continue this afternoon when the Royals and the Tampa Bay Rays meet up again. First pitch at 2:10. Then tomorrow, the boys in blue begin a three-game series with the Minnesota Twins. Now to Wind Surge. Following a loss Tuesday night, the Wichita Wind Surge offense rebounded in a big way yesterday with a massive 14-1 victory over the Springfield Cardinals at Riverfront Stadium. Starter Cole Sands struck out 5 of his first 6 outs and walked 2. He would finish the night with 4 innings pitched, 1 hit, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts, and a no decision. Yesterday's 14 runs are the most Wichita has scored in a game in franchise history. Wichita and Springfield will play the third game of the series this evening. First pitch is set for 7:05 tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Fidelity Bank River Run is Saturday, June 5th. Sign up today. There's a race for everyone. Marriott International 10K. Waterwalk presents the Katie Partridge Memorial 5K. AccuWeather 2-Mile Family Walk or Jog. Or Lane Enterprises Top Trot for kids only. Runners receive a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas medallion, River Run Tee, and River Fest button for admission to the festival, September 30th through October 3rd. Sign up today for the Fidelity Bank River Run at riverrunwichita.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas basketball coach Bill Self acknowledged in the aftermath of one of the worst NCAA tournament losses in program history that the Jayhawks had to get more athletic and more dynamic if they wanted to once again be title contenders. They took a big step toward accomplishing that goal yesterday. The Jayhawks announced high-scoring Arizona State transfer Remy Martin and versatile Iowa State guard Jalen Coleman Lands had officially signed their transfer paperwork to join the program. Katie Sowers, a native of Heston, Kansas, and the first woman to coach in a Super Bowl, is returning to the Midwest to join the Kansas City Chiefs. Sowers shared the news yesterday afternoon on Instagram. In the message, she thanked the Kansas City Chiefs organization for the opportunity and alluded that she's planned to attend workouts and training camp this summer. Again on the docket for today, the Kansas City Royals and the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch at 2:10. Wichita Wind Surge plays this evening at Riverfront. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School senior Jackson Rader finishes runner-up in the Class 3A state golf tournament with a 142, five strokes behind Lucas Scheffler of Wichita Trinity Academy. The Frankfurt boys win their second straight 1A title with a 347, 11 strokes ahead of Osborne. Rollins County finishes third and Centralia's fourth with a 378. Individual performances, Trent Mars with Centralia shot a 78 in round one, winning the Class 1A boys division. Frankfurt team members include Joey Hardwick, Gavin Corneliuson, Aiden Gerstner, Sebastian Thord, Grady Fox, and Reese Kenworthy. Centralia, Paxton Bowers, Jude Conley, Kate Olberding, Trent Mars, and Presley Bowers.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N. corp.com/careers.
Your cucumber plants start out great and suddenly wilt and seem to die overnight. The problem is bacterial wilt, but the real culprit is the yellow and green striped, banded, or spotted cucumber beetle. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These beetles stunt plant growth, reduce fruit set, scar the fruit, and transmit the deadly bacterial wilt disease. This disease causes plants to suddenly wilt, yellow, and die. Manage the cucumber beetles to reduce the risk of bacterial wilt. Nature helps with natural predators like the wolf spider and ground beetles. Further reduce the risk of damage by rotating your crops and mulching the soil. Cover the plants with row covers at planting to help plants thrive by keeping cucumber beetles and squash bugs off the plants. Remove the covers as soon as the plants start flowering so pollination can occur. Handpick or vacuum the insects off the plants as soon as they're found. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's rare to find a young married lady commanding a ship crisscrossing the Atlantic multiple times each year. Now imagine the story takes place in the 1600s. It's how this family built their wealth and became one of the wealthiest clans in America. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Frederick Phillips came to the Lower Hudson Valley in the 1640s. The Dutch controlled the area at the time, and Phillips immigrated from Holland to settle in what is today New York City.
He was a carpenter for the Colony Company that ran New York, and very quickly realized that there was only a certain amount of things he could do as a carpenter, but there was a lot of things he could accomplish as a merchant.
Kimberly Flook says he began buying and selling cotton, slaves, tobacco, and lumber, a vast array of items. His wife was very involved in helping her husband grow their business, something uncommon in many countries of that day, but not for the Dutch.
In the Dutch system, if a woman got married, she was almost definitely going to keep her maiden name as opposed to taking her husband's name. She did not need a male partner to purchase land or represent herself in court, and she often had a profession of her own.
Margaret Hardenbreck was Frederick's wife. She traveled extensively across the Atlantic, managing the ship and cargo that her husband's business was trading. They accumulated vast wealth.
Their local holdings in the Lower Hudson Valley are 22 miles of Hudson Riverfront property, about 200,000 acres of land.
They owned another 200,000 acres of land in North America and the Caribbean. When the English took charge of the Dutch-controlled Lower Hudson Valley, Phillips actually benefited.
One of the things that really helps them out is that the English king at the time gives them a title. So Frederick Phillips I becomes the first lord of the manor of Phillipsburg. So now he has status and wealth.
As rumblings of a revolution grew, the Phillips family soon had to decide whether they would remain loyal to the King of England or side with the rebels urging independence. The story of what happened to the family is next time as we travel the countryside in Yonkers, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's frustrating when crows get into the garbage and raid the garden. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A scarecrow may spook the birds initially, but you've got to do more to keep them away as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Birds, but crows are a nuisance, and while they do eat cutworms and grasshoppers, most people probably agree with me. Ron Johnson is an emeritus professor at Clemson University. He says crows are smart and not easily frightened unless there's something that moves and is unpredictable, but noisemakers, pyrotechnics, or even high water pressure can scare them away. Johnson says one of his favorite solutions is Mylar tape.
Twist it just a tiny bit and attach it at two ends. And if you could make one side bright color, maybe silver, and the other side a bright red or something, it reflects light. And when the wind blows, it wiggles back and forth and reflects light. And it sometimes might hum with the wind. Those things are unpredictable, the way the light reflects, and it's scary.
If you have a hard time scaring away crows, try denying them their target. That would include covering a small garden or tree with bird netting. Crows love sweet corn, so when you see the silk turning brown, grab some paper cups or plastic bags and cover the tops of the ears.
They will perch on the side of the corn plant or the ear and take their beak and pull from the top of the ear in little strips that exposes the grain, and they eat the grain. That damages usually the top part of that corn ear. And if you put a covering over it, like a little paper cup or a bag, that prevents their access, makes it more difficult or inaccessible, and the bird won't bother it.
It's worth noting that crows are a protected species under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Any plan for lethal control may require the right permits from state and federal agencies. Find more tips to keep the crows away at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you were to write a story about your life, what role would money play? Would it be the lead character, or would it just have a bit part? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, money can play a lot of different roles. It can be the boss and run the show, or it can be your sidekick who caters to your every whim. Maybe money plays the invisible man, and you don't even know it's there. But if you're following God's will, there's only one part that money can play in your life, and that's a supporting role, a tool to help you live out your calling on this earth. If you don't know exactly how much you should spend, save, or share, start with your faith and values. It'll give you the confidence you need to make decisions pleasing to God. And if you'd like some help, well, find a financial professional who can listen to your goals and help you come up with a strategy to use your money as a tool to live out your faith. Let money play its rightful role in your life to support you as you seek a life of meaning and gratitude.
This Memorial Day, Prairie View Industries would like to take a moment to salute the American veterans who were wounded or disabled while serving this great nation and sends their deepest appreciation for their service. From the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
An innovative program to save rare sheep breeds, up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds you to dispose of excess treated seed responsibly. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Be sure to store leftover seed in its original seed lot containers, use leftovers for replant, or work with local authorities to dispose of large quantities. Local seed suppliers may also be aware of appropriately permitted disposal facilities in the area that can properly handle leftover treated seed.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. In yesterday's show, I talked about the Livestock Conservancy, a nonprofit that works to protect and promote heritage breeds of livestock and poultry. Program coordinator Sindra Kircher says a particular effort called Shave 'em to Save 'em focuses on 23 breeds of sheep.
Since Americans as a whole are not significant consumers of lamb or mutton any longer, we needed to give these 23 sheep breeds on our conservation priority list a job. We needed to find them a market beyond the dinner plate. And so we shifted our focus on marketing their meat to marketing their fiber.
Kircher says the initiative brought knitters, weavers, and other fiber artists together with farmers raising these rare sheep breeds.
We crossed our fingers when we rolled this program out several years ago, and the success, the overwhelming interest in this program from everybody in the fiber community has really just wowed us.
Kircher says fiber artists are incented to buy and use fiber from these rare breeds.
The reward, of course, for the fiber providers, the producers, is that they're actually selling wool. We've really kind of gauged the success of the program, not by how many fiber providers signed up, but what we were hearing back from the farmers. And farmers are telling us that they're selling wool for the first time, and now they're finally making money off their fiber.
Learn more at rarewool.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, a swath of severe thunderstorms across parts of Kansas last night. A couple of reports of tornadoes. We saw some high winds, and the winter wheat crop suffered as a result of large hail.
There was some significant hail damage, not only in northwest Kansas, but that stretched down through the central part of the state, too. A couple of really long swaths of pretty severe hail. So there's no doubt that we had thousands of acres last night that were damaged by hail at a minimum.
Most everything is pretty much headed out at this point, so hail damage is obviously it's not good at any time, but this is going to be particularly tough because we're really coming up a couple of 3 weeks away from the beginning of harvest.
And it's difficult in that we had avoided most of the severe weather so far this spring. I mean, there had been isolated incidents, but last night was really the first widespread episode, and the timing is Yeah, as you said, it just gets more painful the closer to harvest you get.
We're speaking with Aaron Harries of Kansas Wheat. Of course, we have the potential for some more severe storms, especially across south central and southeastern Kansas today. And that does include the possibility of some more large hail. Of course, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that will not be the case. It'll be a couple of days before we'll be able to actually assess the damage from last night.
Yeah, we'll have to wait on reports from farmers and in the news, and I'm sure someone else out there might do a little bit of satellite analysis to try to quantify it, but it's going to take a while really to get a grasp. You know, if it hails on a field, it might not level the whole field, but it may also just mow it down like a lawnmower. You never know.
Again, Aaron Harries with Kansas Wheat. Apparently some significant initial damage from the hailstorms last night across Kansas. Round two could be this evening. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The UK, in preparation for its exit from the European Union, signed some quick trade deals with Canada and Mexico late last year. And now the British want to take another crack at those pacts and spur even more trade with the two countries. The British Department of International Trade says these continuity agreements provide the basis of an evolving trading relationship with Canada and Mexico and a platform on which to build and strengthen those relationships, paving the way for them to begin negotiating new and ambitious trade deals with both countries. The British also want to continue trade talks with the U.S., but the Biden administration has yet to signal its readiness to pick up where the Trump administration left off in those negotiations. Ethanol production has hit its highest level since March of last year, according to the Energy Information Administration data. Ethanol production increased to 43.34 million gallons a day for the week ending May 14th, according to data analyzed by the RFA. Production 15.6% above the same week a year ago, but 3.6% lower than the same period in 2019. For the month, ethanol production saw an uptick of 2.4%, a yearly rate of 14.98 billion gallons. Gasoline demand rose 4.8% to 141.4 billion gallons annually. For the week, demand was 35.8% above this time a year ago, but 2.2% below the same week in 2019. Gasoline consumption may have been affected by the recent Colonial Pipeline closure. And the new Center for Disease Control and Prevention report suggests public health practitioners should work with pharmacies, community-based organizations, and faith leaders to increase some lagging rural vaccination rates. As of April 10th, some 39% of rural Americans had received a COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 46% in urban areas. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Landowners and farmer tenants may not have the same vision for the health of the soil. Two big reasons: knowledge and communication on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
Of all cropland in the United States is rented. This means the person who owns the land is often separate from the farmer making daily management decisions that can have long-term impacts on the land. Both want good production, but they may not be on the same page when it comes to improving water quality, reducing soil loss, and building soil health. Jay Gordon Arbuckle is an extension sociologist at Iowa State University. He says there are several reasons for the disconnect, including the lack of communication.
Landlords and tenants both are unwilling to talk about conservation. Women landowners oftentimes feel like they're not taken seriously. They feel disempowered. The systems are kind of set up for men. A huge issue, and I think this is an increasing one, is that non-operator landowners just lack a lot of basic knowledge about farming. They're increasingly removed geographically and socially and culturally from farming.
Arbuckle says his research also shows there is fear of talking about this on both sides, which he calls a double excuse.
The landowner says that they don't want to rock the boat because they don't want to lose their tenant. And then the tenant says, you know, I don't want to mention this to my landlord because my landlord would say, well, that's a great idea. You should do that. But then not be willing to pay for it. It's pretty complex, but I think we have to get past the kind of double excuse thing. And I think landowners need to know more about soil health and the long-term quality of their land.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more on how landlords and tenants can come together for the good of their land at agriculture.com.
Get colorful savings during the Valspar Memorial Day rebate event at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From May 21st through the 30th, you'll get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container during their Memorial Day rebate event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. See the URL in store for more details.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Some big, tall gains for corn and soybeans. Kansas City wheat is no slouch. Some nice gains for Kansas City wheat as well as we roll through the day here on Thursday. July KC wheat is up 27 and a half at 626 and a quarter. September is up 27 and a half at 633 and a quarter. We're seeing some nice gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. July corn up 40 at 664 and a half. September corn is up 35 and a quarter at 582 and a half. We're seeing some big, strong gains in all the back months as well. So big gains for corn and wheat. July's soybeans up 28 and a half at 1532. August beans up 30 and a quarter at 1483 and a quarter. Similar gains all the way down. July soybean meal is up $6 at 389.80. August is up 670 at 391.30. Bean oil is doing well. July is up 68 points at 66.36. August bean oil is up 90 points at 62.80. So a good look for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is having a little more of a tough time. July cotton is down 7 points at 82.37. But after that, everything else is green. October cotton is up by 2 points at 83.68. But as I said, at least that's a plus sign, so we'll take that as a positive. In the livestock complex, June live cattle up 52 at 116.97. August up 42 at 119.75. So good look for fat cattle. Feeders, not so much. August feeders down 227 at 152.92. September down 207 at 155.02. So mixed numbers with cattle. And hogs are mixed as well. June hogs up 30 at 115.57, but July hogs down a couple of pennies at 116.37, and we're seeing mixed numbers in the remaining months as well. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex, corn, wheat, soybeans doing well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay up to 15 per month for 1,000 credits. Limited power.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Deep water knows, darling, I'm sailing.
all-time legends of country music. From KMBY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.